Hi, good evening, Rabbosai. We're up to Siman Reish Yud Zayin. We're going to be learning Siv Gimel. Before doing so, I would like to discuss one short halacha, which, interestingly enough, is not mentioned in Mishneh Berurah over here, as far as I know, and it's not brought down in the Mishneh Berurah b'halacha. However, I do feel it's good to mention it, and that is the halacha on Motzei Shabbos. We're going to be learning more about that in Mitzvah in Hilchos Shabbos, which is not that far away anymore. Hilchos Shabbos is not so far anymore, but still, I want to just briefly mention. So we spoke that really there's various brachas. There's mine atzei psalmim, itzvei psalmim, mine psalmim. What's noticeable on Motzei Shabbos is that what? That's right. That on Motzei Shabbos, whatever you may be using for besamim, you will, either way, whatever happened, you're going to make the bracha of boirei mine besamim. And that is something which it's mainly, I don't know if all the Sfardim have that minik, but certainly all the Ashkenazim have the minik, that on Motzei Shabbos, you're going to make the bracha yain besamim ne havdola yavne, Yain, Psalmim, Ne, Havdalah, Yavne. And when you make the Baruch on Psalmim, you're going to make always on Mine Psalmim. Although you may have other Psalmim which may really require another Baruch. So the reason is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah Hilchos Shabbos, and it's not a coincidence, but that is a well-established minhag. And the reason is a very rational minhag. It's brought down, I believe, the Magen Avraham b'shem d'shlo HaKadosh, that the minhag is to always do mine psalmim, even if you have something which you would really deserve, atzei or itzvei psalmim. And the reason is because people may make a mistake, and the halacha is always, you're always going to be b'diavad yotze if you say mine psalmim. So since people may make a mistake, so Chachamim assumed, you know what, Magen Avraham says, Chachamim said, you know what, better safe than sorry. And taking the considerations, the halachas are a little bit complex and are at times confusing. So therefore, Magen Avraham said in Mevashol, the well-established meaning in Klal Yisrael is, you're always going to make Mineb Sami. Interesting though, is that the poskim do mention, Achonim do say that if avoidable, try to get something, that's already like an additional level, that's already for somebody who really wants to try to ensure you have a mine psalmim item as opposed to atzer isvip psalmim item. If you can, so you should always make, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Loshen is, you should make the Bo'ocha Keil Chosa. So you're always going to be oitzer b'diavad, but why pick a b'diavad if you can do it l'chatchila? But the minig is, absolutely, you're always going to make mine psalmim, whatever happens. Yeah.
Doesn't really make sense to me.
Why is that?
Would you be Gozer or Sakin Halachas, and then people not to follow them, because it's too confusing. If the Chachamim were concerned that the halachas were too confusing to follow, then they made a mistake in the Mizakin complex halachas. And if they're not too confusing,
I think it's a brilliant question. And I think the answer is, because when it comes to this, the brachas on Reach, it's A, something which is quite rare. B is something which a person may not encounter throughout for many months, years. It could really be that somebody, when it comes to food, everybody's going to get through a shakel or eitz and adom on a regular basis. When it comes to smells, a person can go through years without making those brachas. Therefore, he's not doing anything wrong. That person's not doing anything wrong. He's just not smelling any of this. He's not encountering this. Therefore, it is quite, I think it's very, that's right, and it's very fair and very realistic and very reasonable and very, very, very human and pardon?
Sympathetic.
It's very sympathetic, yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much. There is that button you can press for
the muscle button.
No. When you go through it, you want to find different words for it. What is it?
This
is you press like you, yeah, so that's like, okay, so that's so to so the, so it's very con- that's the materials that people may not know, and consequently it makes a lot of sense that the brach is that the minig is that shlach kodesh takes into consideration, you always make minib samim. Does that sound reasonable? Yeah, I think the chumrah beyond that is for me the greater chiddush. to chumrat. And afterwards, you say that, you know, if you can, try to get a minhag psalm instead of an atzeit nisr psalm. If you can, that to me sounds like, that sounds to me like a greater chiddush. Exactly. The chachamim told you exactly to avoid that kind of chum. They said that there's a minhag for a reason. And then to make the chumrat beyond, that's something which I cannot comprehend at all. I'm totally failing to understand that. But it's brought down. Okay. So I just felt that it's important to mention the most common case of Birkas HaRech. Okay, we're now up to Siv Gimel, which is the halacha on Mugma Shemegamrin Boez HaKelim. So that's Siv Gimel. I think we touched on it, but I want to go through it again. Mugma, if it's this roasted spices, Shemegamrin Boez HaKelim, that you, we're on page 264. That mugma mishmegam boys akelim. So they used to take the garments and used to put it over the strong smoke of mugma, which would make the clothing smell better. Here, kelim means like loshna mishnah. Kelim doesn't mean in loshna mishnah. Kelim normally means garments and not vessels. So mishmegam boys akelim, you give a good smell to the clothing. Ein mevarchin olav, you'd not make a brach on that. Why is that? Lefi, since sheloi nase l'oriach be'atzmoi shel mugma, you're not actually smelling the smoke of the spices directly. Elo only kidelit n'riach bekelim. What you're actually smelling is the smell emerging from the trousers, from the suit. So v'chein amariach bekelim shel mugmorim ein mevarich. If you're actually smelling the clothing, you're not going to make a bracha. Lefi shein ikah, because there's no ikah. See, it's only a secondary smell. Just to rectify the first part of the sentence, it says that even if you are actually, smelling now, whilst the smoke is coming out, and when somebody puts the trousers and the suit over it, when you're smelling it now, you shouldn't actually be making a brocha now on it. Because the reason why the smell is here is not for you to enjoy and to benefit, but it's for giving a smell onto the garments. Therefore, you will not make a bracha. But the main halacha, the main chiddush is the second part, that if you have got trousers or suits or any clothing now that smells particularly good, you don't make a bracha because it's secondary. How do you feel about that? I cannot explain it chemically. We're going to leave that to the experts. But I suppose that you don't have, you're not actually smelling the mint. You're not actually smelling the, what is smell? What is it? Particles of something? What is actually the smell? You know?
Smell is when certain molecules which react with receptors in your nose send electrical signals to your brain. So
right.
It's not actually the molecules that you're smelling. It's the chemical reaction between the molecules and the receptors.
Okay. So does it, so okay.
I'm not sure if that helps with answering the shy there.
But I think if you start bringing science into it, then you're never going to, like, halacha is different to science.
Right, I hear that, absolutely, right. Okay, so Lemaisa, I think on a very basic level for us laymen, I think we can appreciate that there's a difference between actually smelling the mint and smelling the mint which has been smoked onto the trousers, and now you're smelling the trousers, so you can have a mint smell, but it's actually not, it's actually secondary, that could be the word, right? It's secondary, it's not, hey, no ikka, there's no ikka, there's no basis on it yet. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan, Seif Katan Tezvav, first white line. People who don't have psalmim, see people who don't have a psalmim, actually psalmim on Motzei Shabbos, don't actually have physically psalmim. For noitlinen, they take meducha shedochu by psalmim, and they take the I don't know what the right English word for that is, where you grind the psalmim. What is it called? The kind of keli that you grind. Pardon?
Mortar?
Tesshole? Okay, good. So if you're using that, if you smell that, so Balabatim didn't have actual psalmim. So you would take this mortar, and you would smell it, because obviously it has a very strong smell. It's not psalmim in it at the moment, but it anyway has a very strong smell. So based on what we're learning now, what's the halacha? no bracha. And the Balabatim used to take sometimes this motor and make bracha on it. It had a very strong smell, but you can't because it's secondary. Because of the Vatola, his Mishnah was it's outright, it's a bracha Vatola.
If you have a sharp knife and you cut into an onion, it's cold, then you are pushing tongue into the knife. Ad kadei kach, that can now go and make something dreadful.
It can indeed.
No, but it
has a time is different. Time is different than Reach, no doubt about it. To identify time is a challenge in its own, but it's certainly different than Reach.
But here you're grinding, you're pushing the Reach into the...
Yeah, but it's time. It's time is different. There may be time there, you're right. As far as Hilchus Trev, Hilchus Bosso B'cholov and Taruv is concerned, you're right. But time is different. Now what it does, because of what you know, Kosav Kan, Shireach, Shalei, I think what happened to me once. I remember, I was once... there's this old minik. It's old minik that psalmim boxes are in a tower. I used to know why that was the minik, and I've forgotten why. Do you know why? I've forgotten why. It's an ancient minik that psalmim are normally in towers. There's a reason for it, but I've forgotten why. I'm very annoyed by that. They're normally in a tower, the silver tower. No, is that no? It's like in a tower shape. There's a reason for it. There's a mamash a reason. That's. But what? Why is it? Why is not it? Why no shape of a boat? I mean, pardon. There's a reason. No, there's a reason. There's a minig Yisrael Torah. There's a reason why it's in a tower.
The rear comes out a bit better if it's.
Why not football shape? I mean, there's a reason for it, but which I've forgotten. Why. Tower with a flag on top. Normally it's a flag. Right, okay, so I remember that once somebody made a bracha, and not note, and then you could, everybody smelled, and only afterwards, opening up, one could tell that actually it was empty inside it. But it was still a strong smell in there. So it would be mamish exactly what Shabbos says now over here. Sometimes you have these sewing boxes, which sometimes for weeks, I don't know how long this was empty for, but you can have still a strong smell emerging from it. Once it's completely empty. Mishnevuah said, it's a bracha v'atola. Shulchan Aruch says, it's a bracha v'atola. It's ein lo ikar. Yeah.
Also by the lid.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Reach,
that's right.
If Reach is aimed by mamashas, then why should it be a problem? Because you're anyway, it hasn't got any mamashas to it. So there's not many difference whether it's full of the actual thing that's smelling.
Because it has to be direct.
The remnants of it.
Remnants, if there's remnants, you're right. But if there's no psalmim, if it's empty, it's cleaned out.
But the remnants, but it's aimed by mamashas. So
yeah, but that's the chiddush over here. That you're right. I hear what you're saying, but the chiddush is that you can mukma that amriach bekelim shem mukmorim enu mevach. You cannot make a bracha on the mint smelling trousers because there's no mint there. Does that make sense? Why don't you say that there's no mamoshes of mint?
They don't smell like mint by the end of the day, do they?
Why don't you say that? It's because the pshat is there's no ikka there. There's no ikka. So elorach right. That's regards to it says and yeah alocha right. The Mishnah Berurah points out elsewhere that if you would want, for instance, to make a bracha on esrog, if you rub your hands on an esrog, and then after your hand have got still the smell of the esrog. You won't be able to make a bracha on the hand, although there is that smell. You can't make a bracha on the hand. Or it may be a very strong smell. But it's again, ein la'ika. Okay, ready for Siv Dalet. Psomim shel ervo. Now we are referring to a different area of halacha, which is psomim shel ervo. A psomim who is coming from an ervo, from an isha which is also, to you. So psomim shel ervo, kugoin, such as, Kupa shel psomim, there was a box of psomim, tolui, a box of psomim which is coming, hanging down, but several on the neck. So instead of having jewelry coming down, hanging down from the jewelry, there would be a bit of spices, a box of spices hanging down. Oi, or a chazes beodeo, or if a woman is holding in her hand, a box of spices in her hand, oi befiosh, even a spices in her mouth, you cannot make a bracha. So, you cannot make a bracha on psalmim which comes, which is held, supported from an erva, from an isha which is also. Beyodah, if you have ein mevachnelim, you cannot make a bracha. Why? The psalmim is good psalmim, So why can't you make a bracha? Lefi, since she also l'riach poem, you're not allowed to smell that particular psalmim. Shema, perhaps she avoided a hegel and the shiko kirbasa. Maybe it's going to end up leading to an avera, and therefore you may not smell it in the first place. Sefkot tezayin in Mishneh Berurah, in third white line, he said that any woman it applies, whether she's a nida or pnuya, or nowadays any psulas, if got cheskas nidas as well. So lemaisa, any smelling of a psalmim emerging from a woman is actually also shveinu gea to any rishonim bring down loisinof, actually says loisene af. Rishonim bring down tzecharedim says that loisinof, you should not enjoy the smell of a woman. It could be that it's also medarabon or potentially even medaraisa. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin tells us in the bottom line that it's not only if she's holding it in the hand, it could be any smell that comes, even if she's holding it with her hand, or it could be anything. It's either way also because it could lead to avera. Mishneh Berurah Sif, hey. Psalmim shel avodas kechovim. So it's true what some rabbonim said. The perfumes is for our home and not for outside. Psalmim shel avodas kechovim, psalmim which is coming from avodas kechovim, ein revochin alem. You may not make a bracha. Psalmim shel avodas kechovim, you may not make a bracha on it. If you should also lech b'arim, because you're not allowed to smell it. There's a very interesting Mishneh Berurah over here. So the psalmim of avodas kechovim, ein revochin alem. Mishneh Berurah says shel avodas kechovim, haynu shehu k'tur avodas gilulim. Any psalmim which comes, which has been roasted or smoked for purpose of avodas kechovim is also haimbechaodun bichlal tzamech alef oisudal mashikosa bezeh, which seems to be referring to even nowadays if anything is done for the service of avodas zara, even in modern Christianity, any smoke that emerges from their service is also to smell. I don't know if you've ever. I know there's a problem, and heard once from somebody who was for a bit of time in India. I don't know which place in India, and over there the Hindus, they sometimes, I don't know if it's always like that or just some weeks or some months of the year, they have very very strong smelling, very strong. Apparently, you walk through the streets, and it really hits you. And whilst I know very little about the Hindu religion and belief system, but apparently it has some connection to it. And therefore, you'd actually, there's an issa, even if it smells good, which I don't know if it does or it doesn't, but if you walk past that strong smell emerging from the Hindu service, Shulchan Aruch says,
they use those, that
rare thing. They use it for the Vizara. Right, there you go.
So it's very
absolutely. So it says here, you're not allowed to make a bracha, and the reason you're not allowed to make is because you're not allowed to smell it. So basically, right, so you're not allowed to. Absolutely. So it's a big problem. I know that the heard from somebody that his whose relative is a Chabad shliach in one of those Far Eastern place, that it's a real challenge. It's a mamash, a massive challenge. It's one of the many challenges to live there. How are you not even on this issa? You're not allowed to smell it. It's purposely done for avodas kechovim. How do you know? It's a problem. It's a serious challenge. I don't know what the answer is. But if you do smell it, don't make a bracha on it because you're not allowed to smell it. What the Mishneh Berurah seems to be referring to in the Chayadom is that Christianity is also including that. And the Chayadom speaks about something which I don't know if it still applies nowadays. There's sometimes in the modern Tiflis now as well, there's something which takes place which has a strong smell. And you're not allowed to smell it. You're not allowed to smell it. You have to bypass. You're not allowed to smell it. And certainly you're not allowed to make a bracha on it if it doesn't smell good. But primarily of importance is that you're not allowed to actually smell it. Seif Vav continues on this. Mesiba shel Ovdei Kechovim. If there is a party of Ovdei Kechovim, ein mevachin al psalmim shelhem, don't make a bracha on the psalmim. If they're making a party, outside, a garden party in the back garden, and there's some smell coming out, don't make a bracha on this, even if it smells good. So the stam mesibos lavedus kichovim, because the stam mesibah, they have somehow some connection and some association to the avodah zarah. So if they're having some sort of garden party outside, don't smell it. I remember once, I don't know where I live now, but I lived earlier. There was next door neighbors. They were Hindu, I believe. And whilst they were very, very, very nice people, but I remember clearly at one occasion there was a party in which they shaved off the hair of the children. They shaved it off. It was definitely part of their... Yeah, that's right. Yeah, kind of. Pardon? This is Pasha. Not that. Yeah. So, and then there was also very strong smells. They had some sort of something in their back garden. They invited lots of people. And I think it was actually the girls' hair, if I'm not mistaken. And young girls, very young girls, and everything. And that was, it has something to do, because it reminded me of the Scheitel discussion from years ago. And it was definitely part of their service, and there was definitely some smell emerging. So I didn't attempt to smell if it smells good or not. But if it would have smelled good, I wouldn't have made a bracha. Hayoyle chutz lekrach. So it is relevant. It's relevant even in Edgeware. Hayoyle chutz lekrach v'reach reach toiv. Now, if you're going outside the city where you live and you're smelling a very good smell, him roi v'ir v'ev tikichovim enu mevorech. If you're smelling, you're going outside the city and you can smell something coming. Now, you want to know, as to whether, can I make a bracha or not? Is a good smell coming out? You want to know, can I make a bracha or not? So now the halacha is as follows. If it's a city that primarily, if goyim living in there, then you don't smell it. If it's the city that is primarily yidin living there, you can make a bracha, because you can assume that it was, it's not for v'yidik
chovim. That's the stereo than what we had before, because that's, quintessential reach that has no ikar, because you're outside the
krach. No, it's that very smell that just goes for that far. Ein lo ikar and yesh lo ikar is not about the distance. It's about what are you actually smelling. This is the actual smell. It is the very smell. It's just that it was able to go for a bit of distance.
Well, the same can be said about trousers.
No, because it's indirect. It's a secondary smell that you're smelling.
It's still coming originally from the mint. It's just gone through the trousers first, that's all.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not smelling anymore the spices. You're smelling now the trousers, which has that.
But if the smelling is so far away that it's in the crop, then you're not smelling that, because it's so far away.
What are you smelling then?
Well, you don't know what you're smelling.
Well, the way I understand is that since it directly emerges from these spices, therefore you can make a bracha, although it's been blown away for a bit of distance. But that's really what you're smelling. You may be more...
But you have no idea what you're smelling, because you can't even see it.
So the chazok is you can assume that it comes from the actual spice. Yeah. Because you have to assume that it's more of a kichove. Yeah, so that's the next halacha, very good. That's Mamash Sif Ches, very good. Im nis'arev reach, she'mevorchin olav, b'reach she'en mevorchin olav, oylchin achar roiv. If you've got two smells coming, and you're not quite sure, there's a reach that comes that you do make a bracha on, which merged with the reach which you do not make a bracha on, so you go according to the roiv. Now, I don't know how you measure that, but the yisod of the halacha is, if say you have you're smelling something which comes from a real genuine spices, and that came as well from a smell from avod kechovim, it merged, and now you're smelling it, you're not quite sure what it is. It's a bit of both, and you go according to the roiv. I don't know how you measure, how you quantify that. Any idea? I don't know how you test it. You go according to the roiv. I don't know how you do that, but that's what the halacha says. Right. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, we'll be starting Simen Reish Yud Ches tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. By the way, it's very interesting that Simen Reish Yud Ches is Reach, but it's just one off. What's Simen off? It's interesting. It's one Simen off. Reach, Simen Reish Yud Ches, that's after having learned all the halachas regards to Reach, you get to Simen Reish Yud Ches. It's very interesting. So we learned about the halacha of mugma, which goes on textile or on any other secondary item, as well as the mortar. Was that the word? Pestle. Yeah.
Tefl.
Pestle. Okay, fine. So lecho pesa v'chol tmuno. So it's your turn. So if you've got a secondary smell, you do not make a bracha only on a first smell. We learned also that if psalmim shel erva, any psalmim which is held or comes from an isha which is also to you, you're not allowed to smell. We said that even that applies also to any perfumes. It's also to smell because it may lead to hero or to any other avera. Psalmim of a mace is psalmim of avodas gechavim is also. We learned that applies even nowadays as well. We learned if you've got mesibah shel avodas gechavim, you're not allowed to smell it because you have to assume that it comes from avodas gechavim. We learned that if you're going outside the city and you're not sure what kind of smell you're smelling, you have to assume that it's from avodas gechavim. If the city is mainly goyish, if the city is mainly yidden, you can assume that it comes from a smell which is permitted. The smell you're allowed to make a bracha on. If you've got a combination of both, you go according to the roiv. And we'll start with Simon Reshvit Ches tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. Good evening.